Right, just, I don't know how the Shana Alfra Beis do it. Okay, Rabosai, let us go, Beis Hashem. Let's start off our sugya by, first of all, repeating the Hesber that we gave in the Machlokas between the Rajba and the Ritva, and then plug it in a couple points of Pshat, and then let's see it explode throughout the Masechta, Beis Hashem. What we're going to be doing is really extending the idea that we had put out already last time. The microphone's being used by the Rav. Is that it? So I should stand up? We don't have that. Is that the story? I think they took it. Okay, we saw that the Rajba had learned that when the Gemara says, Asal Adam Lenos Bol Mazeh Below Bracha, the Rajba assumed that this is a source both for Bracha Lefanel as well as for Bracha Acharel. The Ritva disagrees. And we pointed out that the Ritva already said the first Ritva that we had started out with, one of the first Ritvas in the Perek, that the Ritva says that our Sugi is not talking about Bracha Lefanel, Bracha Acharel, it's only talking about Bracha Lefanel. We pointed out that Pshat the Ritva is Lushitasa, that the Ritva understands that the halacha of Lehenos Bolam Hazeh below Bracha is only Lefaneha, while the Rajba, and that's Lushitasa because he starts out that way right away. He says, Bracha Lacharea that exists on the level of Daraisa, it comes from the Pasuk Tereknik, from the Pasuk of Achalta Vesavata Lerachta, and everything else is only Rishus. By the way, the Talmud, the Shanim Gimel Talmud were really good. Then he chased it down, and he pointed out that we cannot say that the Rajba agrees with this Svar as well, because the Rajba holds that the Bracha L'Acharel is also the Arais on the Shivas Haminim. So it's not going to be the Ritva and the Rajba Lishitasam disagreeing on this last point. All I meant to say, L'Mafreya, I said, you got to look into that, and then he chased it down. That all you have, what you do have to say is that what the Ritva will learn is Pshat in the Sugya. The Rajba, by Maven Yavin, will have to make some type of split. Okay, that's just on Maven Yavin point. The Ritva had said that the Bracha beforehand is entirely a Matir. And that's how we learned our Sugya, because you could read the Gemara two different ways. When the Gemara says Ella, is the Gemara rejecting any suggestion that we had above? The Pashtus above, in the Gemara, we had understood that the Bracha is a Hodah Ta'kodesh Baruch. After all, the Makara, this is how Rav Soloveitchik read the Gemara, when the Gemara says Kodesh Hilulim, that the Gemara is talking about a Shvach Ta'kodesh Baruch, it's a praise Ta'kodesh Baruch, it's a Berachas Hashem. And the Ritva learns, and we had seen that that's going to be the Ritva Lashita. So the Ritva said that even though we're working with Kodesh Hilulim, nevertheless, the Ritva says that we're aware of this Svara, and therefore we're going to say that the idea of Kodesh Hilulim is entirely rejected in the Maskanas. In the Maskanas HaGemara. Hence, it could very well be that when it comes to the notion of a bracha, the bracha is only a matir beforehand. You can't talk about a matir afterwards, but you can talk about a matir beforehand. Hence, our sugya is only talking about bracha lefanel. Rav Nissen Kaplan takes this idea we pointed out a step further. He said that the Rajba, who says that we have an idea of svara, that idea applies both lefanel l'acharel. Does that make sense? L'chura, that idea only applies lefanel. That idea doesn't apply l'acharel. This is what we spelled out last time. But well, maybe not so. Maybe we could say that this idea doesn't mean that that the food is mamish asur. But rather, what does it mean? It means that there is a prohibition for a person not to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu beforehand. That prohibition could apply afterwards as well. In other words, if it's not the pshat that the food is asur, but rather the pshat is that it's prohibited for a person, which it could very well be, in the Hava Mina, the Gemara Tosis has learned, is something that's just like you have to plant to create food, it's a davar pashut, you have to thank somebody to be able to get to the food. So that idea could apply both lefana as well as la'achareha. Now, in the Shita of Rashi, we learned that the mashmos of Rashi in Dibra Maskel Kodesh Yilulim is that Rashi understands with Pashkus. Rashi understands that the Gemara is bothered both Lefaneo Lachareha, as well as what we started off with last time we were learning. What was that on Sunday, right? That when we learned on Sunday, we saw that Rashi makes no mention of the idea of the Bracha being a matter. In fact, Rashi fudges a few places in the Gemara. Rashi says, Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean that you're stealing an object from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather you're stealing his bracha. You're not giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the bracha that's appropriate. As well as that Rashi said, when he brought down the Svar and Dibra Maskel El Svaru, the Kiva of the Netne, since you have Anah, Sarech Lahodos L'misha Bram. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dekima de Nene. Now, it's a davar pashut that our sugya over here is talking about the bracha lefanel. What does Rashi mean? Kima de Nene. Manu v'amevin yavin. Manu asked me. Kima de Nene sounds like it's the bracha achareo, not the bracha lefanel. That, it can't be. Because the Gemara had rejected the Kal v'chomer of Kishu Salvin v'ara Kishu Rav lo kol shekein. So what is Rashi saying when Rashi says, Sarek lahodos l'misha b'ra'am? What Rashi is saying with Kiva Denena, any time you have Anah, if there's a subject of Anah, it's a Svara that a person has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It seems that the position of Rashi is not like what we saw in the Ritva. It's not the pshat that the bracha is some type of matir, but rather, according to Rashi, the pashas of our sugya is that it's all about hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we're talking about hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it could be closer to what the Rashba had said, that there is a chiyuv of hodah, both achareho as well as lefanel. If you understood that the food is asur, so then in such a case, our sugya is only talking about the bracha lefanel. However, if we're talking about hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that svara of hodah would make sense both lefanel as well as la'achareho. Now, if you remember, we already, here's one more wrinkle. If you remember, we had discussed that in the opening part, the opening salvo of the sugya, we had discussed whether the Gemara was taught, had in mind the idea of this svara beforehand or not. The Gemara just introduced Ella, and the Gemara now finds a totally new Makar, or is the Gemara already aware of this svara beforehand? That was something that we had struggled with. We had learned that Tosis Dibra Maskel Ketz and Mevarchin, Tosis understands that this svara we're already aware of beforehand. That's how Tosis had learned. At the same time, nevertheless, Tosis learned that this Hav Amin of the Gemara was that Brachas Doraisa. Brachas Doraisa. Where do we see that in Tosis? In the last Tosis that we have, Elisvaru Asal Adam Shiena, so says Tosis, Ukra Dinasiv Li'il Asmachta Ba'alma. By Gemara Hayasavar Mitzvila Dilimut Gomorhu. Tosis says that originally we thought it's Doraisa. Did the Ritva learn this way, like Tosos? Did the Ritva learn that we thought originally it was Doraisa? Yes. Ritva learns that originally that's Doraisa. We think off the bat that this is going to be Doraisa. Then we change our mind, and we decide, no, that it's not Doraisa. This Pasuk is only an Asmachta Ba'alma of Kodesh Yilulim, and rather, there's a totally different thing that's operating, and that's Asal Adam Shienos Me'olam Azeh, below Bracha. What I'm driving at, Rabosai, is the following. My radar tells me that I want to give you another day before I develop this idea, but there is a Tosas that we already did, but we didn't do. Tosas in Dibra Maskel Tenach La'acharav and Dibra Maskel Lefana. Tosa says, Tenach la'acharav, the ikar bracha la'acharav, pidav sivach, haltav esavad uvei rachta. That Tosos is going on what? That Tosos is going on the end of our sugya, where the Gemara had said, where is the Tana Ba'afra going on? Va'od. Now it seems like Tosos had a different, slightly different girsa, because he doesn't have the hay, right? Tosos says, on the Gemara that says, Malash Shibas Aminim Shikain Chayavim Bibikurim, says Tosos, says the Gemara, Va'od. To which the Gemara says, "Holo kasha the asid b'kav v'chomer kishu sav v'varet kishu rav lo koshi kain." Says the Gemara, "I've got a kav v'chomer." And then we're at this stage of the Gemara thinks that you should be able to learn a kav v'chomer if you have the bracha la'acharav. Certainly, the bracha l'fanav. Now wait a second, Rabbi Osai. This svara, Ashkechan kishuhu sava, kishu mevarech, kishu rav lo kol shikain. That kal v'chomer. Does that kal v'chomer make sense if we understand the bracha as being a matir? Does that make sense? You want to argue that it makes more sense. Ashkechan kishu sava, when he's satiated, he makes a bracha. Kishu rav lo kol shekein.
If we can say that the sova is a matir.
So that's question number one that I want you to work on. Okay? That's question number one. I know it's not today's Mar Makomos, but I want to already plant the seed. Question number one. Question number two is the following. If you take a look, Tosos, in Dibra Maskul Tainik La'acharav, Tosis continues on, Dikub Rach La'acharav, Sivu Chal Pesotu Rachta, the fun of Lo Kol Shekein, Lav Kal V'chomeru, it's not a full Kal V'chomer. We discussed this Tosis already a little bit. Tim Kain, Te Bracha De L'fana Midoraisa. If we would take this Kal V'chomer, up until the end, to its logical extreme, then in such a case, then we would have come to the Bracha being Min HaTorah. Now, I like to be medayik. This is a smaller point. The crux of today's shiur, we're going to get to in a moment. One of my talmidim in the YU summer kola was medayik. This is a fantastic deal. This Tosos, where does this appear? On this line of the Gemara. Where did the Gemara ask this question first? They asked it above. The kasha of Tena, the fun of Tenech Acharav, excuse me, the fun of Minayim, and then the Kishu Salam Mvarak Kishu, the fun of Lo Kol Shekein, that also appeared above. Yet Tosos waits at this stage of the Gemara to ask you. Why? Why did Tosos do it? So this is someone who's already really, really gotten down the Sugya. That's something I want you to struggle with. If you haven't gotten down the Sugya yet, you could leave the Kasha. Now, Be'ezer Hashem, leave the kasha right now, Andy. I'd rather I do the driving a little bit, and then I want to hear your question. Rabosai, now let's take a look. Keeping in mind this machlokas between the Rajba and the Ritva, let's take a look at the other Tosas that I had asked you to do. Let's take a look at Tosas on Daf Lamed Tes. Tosas on Lamed Tes is discussing. Tosas over here is discussing the shear for Brach Achrona. And as we saw in Leinin Chabura, there's a machlokis between the Ri and the other Bali Tosas, whether you need a shear for Brach Achrona. The Ri is of the opinion that you do not need a shear. He says, because Brach Achrona Nefashos is not a Brach Achashuva. Says Tosas, even if it's not the Raisa, at the end of the day, it's modeled after the bracha of Ala Geffen. And Ala Geffen needs a shear, so certainly when it comes to the bracha Rishona, that the bracha Achrona, it's also going to need a shear because it's modeled after that D'oraisa. Rabbi Kiva Eger, all he does is he tells us, Ayin l'kamon mempes amabez. He sends us to mempes amabez. Now, Aaron, already in Leinin Chabura, suggested a beautiful hesper and what's going on over here in the Tosas. And this will change the entire way we look at Ketzer Mevarchin, and it will have profound nafkaminos even for Halacha Lamaisa. We're only going to, the Halacha Lamaisa application of this, we're only going to get to on Thursday. That will be the Halacha Shir on Thursday, will be the application of all of the Lamdus that comes out from these Rishonim. Comes along Aaron and he suggests maybe the struggle with the Ri and the other Balitosis revolves around how we look at Bracha Achrona. Is Bracha Achrona connected to the rules of Bracha Rishona or not? Now, Rabosai, the moment that you hear this question, is Bracha Rishona connected to the rules of Bracha Achrona, what do you immediately think of? Who holds that Bracha Achrona is connected to the rules of Bracha Rishona? See, you see what I'm bringing out about the two ways of looking at Tosos? You could translate the words of Tosos, and then you could realize the tremendous lamdash implications of Tosos. The Ri is putting together the same shiur of Bar Nefashos with Bracha Rishona. Isn't that what he's doing? He's saying maybe Bar Nefashos doesn't need a shiur. Normally, the Din D'Oraisa of Bracha Achrona clearly requires a shiur. That we saw later on in Memtes, that we see in many places. But the Ri is fudging over here. The Ri is putting together Bracha Achrona with Bracha Rishona. The other Balitos are saying, wait a second, you're being confused with Ala Geffen. Ala Geffen, of course, needs a shear. That everybody knows. So how could you mix together Bracha Achrona and Bracha Rishona? If you're reading the Tosos with a Lomdusha lens, you're thinking about what are the implications of what Tosos is saying, and not just reading the Tosos and translating Tosos' words, which is important at times. You're not always supposed to read with a Lomdusha lens. Not everything is always a Lomdus. Sometimes it is. How do you know? You've got to learn for 10, 15 years. I disagreed with one of the Talmidim of Soloveitchik that said that Soloveitchik felt that everything was never the simple pshat. No, it's not true. Sometimes the simple pshat is the pshat. But then there are sometimes that there's something more that's going on in the Tosis. It seems that Nissen Kaplan is right, that over here there's something more deeper that's going on in the Tosis. Aaron, finish it off. What did you want to suggest is the machlokes between the Ri and the other Bali Tosos? Go ahead.
Saying that it is because you have to say thank you, even on the smallest amount. He also says on that test and bid, even with the
okay. You start off right. This part you didn't finish off, but to say that's fine. That's not. I'm not going to spell out now why the way you're saying it is not correct, but I'll come over to me afterwards and I'll explain to you. If it's not clear from the way I present it, I'll explain to you why. Tosos says that both of them don't have, Ri says they both don't have a shear. Could anybody give me a svara of why it is that you shouldn't need a shear? Who are the Bali Tosos are 100% right? Ala Geffen, we know, needs a shear. Even if the Bali Tosos are wrong, that Bar Nefashos is not modeled after Ala Geffen, but if the Bracha Achrona normally needs a shear, then a Bar Nefashos should also need a shear. So what would be the omek, what would be the depth that one would say that you don't need a shear for Bar Nefashos? Yes, Yosef? What would be the omek? Help me out. Michael?
I'm not sure what you're looking for. I would say that it's because of the rules you're saying, is the race or not. The race, and then therefore, Ala Geffen
is a separate thing.
It's a separate thing.
But I'm here, I'm stuck. But Bar Nefashos also, whenever you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see in general that you thank him for a shear. Why would Bar Nefashos be different? Why would it be different? I'll give you another chance because I'm realizing maybe I didn't understand you out of yourself. Go ahead.
Because Bar Nefashos is a rishus anyway, so it's a rishus when you say it on less than a shear and say it on less than a shear.
Right. Okay. That's not what I want to say. I hear how you could read Tosis like that. But I believe in my heart of hearts, Tosis is saying something a lot more. Rabosai. Is that only with a shear or even without a shear? Dover Pasha, it's without a shear. You're not allowed to derive benefit. No one would say that when it comes to Gzela that up until a pruta is mutter. After a pruta is aser, right? It happens to be that there might not be a chiyuv tashlumin to pay back until a pruta. By the way, Goy has even less than a pruta. A Jew has up until a pruta, he doesn't have a chiyuv of tashlumin. But an iser, of course there's going to be an iser to... So there's an iser, whether we're talking about less than a shear or more than a shear. Now, applies both whether there's a shear or whether there's no shear. Does that rule apply to a bracha achrona or not? Does that rule apply to a bracha achrona? Asa l'adam lenos bolam azeh b'lo bracha. Tell me according to Rashi. Arya, stand up, Tzadikul. Tell me according to Rashi, and tell me according to the Ritva. Yeah, Jack? Yes?
Rashi uses the words of the Hodos, it would seem to be a Sheva, so it would be...
Right! It's possible, if we're coming from the perspective of Asal Adam Lanos Balam, as that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's an Isser on you not to thank Him for anything. So then that could apply both Lefaneha as well as Lachareha. So if we learn like the Rashba and Rashi, so then in such a case there's room to say that a bracha achrona applies even less than a shir. However, if you go according to the Ritva, so then it's impossible to say that the rule of svarahu sha'asal masval mazeb lo bracha applies to bracha achrona. Why? Because he says, what's the nature of svara? Nothing to do with the araisa. He says, what's the nature of the svara? The nature of the svara is that it's telling you that it's a matir for you to eat. It allows you to eat. If that's so, then that applies only to a bracha lefaneha as opposed to a bracha l'achareha. So Rav Nissen Kaplan suggests that, and we're going to see that Rabbi Kiva Eger Kamat says this. Rabbi Kiva Eger Kamat says this idea. That the machlokis over here revolves around the sugya over there. If you say that the bracha l'achareha is also included in less than a shear, then you're assuming that it's a question of an isur. It's not a question of when you eat a certain amount, then you have the mechayev. It's also la'enos v'ol mazeh b'lo bracha, any amount. Therefore, that would apply both lefaneha as well as la'achareha. Because at the end of the day, Rashi says, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every time you benefited. So you benefited whether you had a shear or whether you did not have a shear. And if you're going to tell me you didn't benefit with less than a shear, then you don't even have a chiyuv of bracha lefaneha either. Hence, when it comes to the shita of the Ri seems to be assuming that asal adam lanos below the mazeh below bracha is a function of a chiyuv of avodah. However, the other Bali Dosa say, no, Bar Nefashos shouldn't be any different. Why are they assuming that Bar Nefashos isn't any different? Because when it comes to Bar Nefashos falls into the same category of an Ala Geffen. It's a totally different world. We already know the Ala Geffen is a different world because the Mechayiv comes from V'chalta V'savata V'erachta. But what happens if it doesn't come from V'chalta V'savata V'erachta? So then in such a case, it could very well be that the Bracha, the Faneha, and the bracha la'achareha might be the same. You guys, just if you have questions, raise your hand. It'll be my pleasure. Yes, Michal.
In terms of the Ri and sorry, in terms of Rashi, like I would sort of say, if it's a matir, then you don't need a kazayzer afterwards because who cares what afterwards? Is there a shus? Because it's a matir, you only care about beforehand.
If it's a matir, so then there's no need there's no makar to tell you to make a bracha.
That's why you're not at all makbid. Meaning, okay, fine. If you,
but what's the source? The source of also adam lenos malam mazeh below bracha is inappropriate according to Rashi. It is inappropriate according to the Ritva. But according to the Rajba, it is appropriate.
Answer any amount.
What's that?
So we answer any amount.
What do you mean answer any amount?
A matir
is only shayach before. The word matir is only shayach before. It's not shayach afterwards. Let me flesh this out. Rabosai, we're gonna see this fleshed out beautifully in a moment. Yes, Avram. We're gonna get to it. It's gonna work beautifully. Everything's gonna.
You need to say the bracha again, because if you don't make the bracha
again,
you don't need to thank you.
Ah! Oh, you're asking that the Riz Chumrah is not going to work with the Shita Sari. Excellent question. Good. I understand. Nachum. Go ahead, Manu.
Does it depend on if we're going to see the reason that we make a bracha for two different things? Like when we eat something, is it on the hana in the stomach or the hana in the flavor? If you're only making it on the stomach, then there's different rules between the bracha rishona and the bracha harona. Because it could be, we were just saying in Rashi, the bracha harona must be a birchas hashabach, and therefore you wouldn't say. But it could just be that it's because you've already got some sort of hanor.
Okay.
And therefore you have to make. It could be easy calling a birchas hamatir, that it's wrong for you to get hanor in your stomach and be satiated without making a bracha on that. Satiation?
No, because the moment we talk about a matir is only appropriate beforehand. It's not appropriate afterwards. A matir is not appropriate afterwards. Yes, Jack? That's the point. A matir is not appropriate afterwards. What?
So what's afterwards?
Oh, that's a separate mechayiv. V'chalkel v'savato v'eracha has nothing to do with svaru. Oh, so that's why bar nefash is only a rishos. It's a separate thing. You can't say the opposite. Maybe you could, but I... No, I disagree. Yes, Jack?
How are we saying that there's a possibility that maybe it's only a shayi tom when it comes to bracha achorah? I understand bracha al-tariah, but...
The answer is that if we say svara who means, that's a svara that when a person benefits from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should thank him, that svara could apply both before and afterwards. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The svara applies afterwards. That we already brought out on Sunday. We brought that idea out from the Rajba on Sunday. Now let's take a look at Tosfos on Memtes on the base. Tosfos once again comes back to this question about the brach achareha. Here, as I proved to you in Lein Chabura, Tosfos is talking about brach achareha. I think you stand up. Stand up. Says Tosfos, Ule inyin shesia, two lines in, Omeri, diyesh lahachmur ulevarech alav, Afilu bepapos mlo lugamav, afo gav leinim yom kippurim lesa. Lo yafinu mino leinim bracha. Says Tosfos, the halach is that when it comes to yom kippurim, you need a shear. However, when it comes to bracha achrona, then you don't need a shear. So here we have again the Riu saying that when it comes to bar nefashos, the halach is that you need a bracha achrona. A bar nefesh is even less than a shear. Let's take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He says it one way in the Gilyon Hashas, and we're going to look at the Chiddush Rabbi Akiva Eiger where he spells it out even more. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Kashali, Heyach Hashayach Lahachmir Levarit, Habibracha Sveikul Lahakil, Litzarach Yidun. Could anybody tell me what Rabbi Akiva Eiger's question is? Now, for those of you who have the Achronim section of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we're going to do it inside. We'll say it outside as well. If you don't mind, just somebody could lend me their Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Thank you very much. We're going to take a look. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says a drop more in the Chiddush, and he fleshes it out a little bit more, but essentially what we need is already there. Could anybody tell me what Rabbi Akiva Eiger is bothered by? Yes, Jack.
When it comes to things that are drumming on, if it's a suffix, you go to the kula. And how come in this case, where it looks like we're doing the chumra, like you're saying, even if you have a small amount, you're going to say burn a kashav. That if anything, we should be more mocked, but that like you have to make sure that you had more than the shear in order to be saying the bracha.
I don't think right. Saying otherwise.
Right. Although, what's the suffix over here? Why do you call it? Why did Rabbi Akiva Eiger here call it suffix brachos lahakel? Why do you say suffix brachos lahakel? It's a little bit unclear what he means that when he says. What's that?
Why didn't he ask this question by your
That's a fair question as well. Good. 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 I don't know, you know, this layout, once upon a time, they had the regular Kedusha Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
I thought this spells it out more. Here they have just the same thing. Wait a second. Here, this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, they have...
It's just a small paragraph, which is essentially the same thing.
No, it seems to be saying different.
The bottom paragraph. Do you mind passing me the old Rabbi Akiva Eiger's? Thank you very much. Does he say more over here? Yes, he says more. Okay. So I'm going to read from the Kedusha Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If you don't have it, I'm going to spell out what he says, and then you'll look it up when you do Chazar. Asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Koshul, the Eid Shaykh Lahachmir Ulavare. The im hu safeg, it's a safeg, ain't a rishoy levarek, kol safeg brachos. In general, we have the rule of safeg brachos l'kula. That's our general rule of thumb. Va'ayim b'mag Avram sheik shekazal tos eskud brachos, daf yud beis. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out that in general, we say safeg brachos l'hakil. It seems that the simplest way of reading Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which I have to tell you, I have to be honest, I'm not sure is the only way of understanding Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha, is the following. Here we have no Gemara that's clear. There's no Gemara that's clear that you have to make a bracha achrona or not, right? If there's less than a shear. So what should the rule of thumb be? Savik bracha slahakya. So he asks, why is the Ri such a kanoi? When he says, halach l'maisa, that you should make a bracha. Maybe you have room for a safek. But why don't we say, safek bracha slahakya? Then he says, again, there's no Gemara that says that there's... No, so he says, at most, maybe the Ri has a little bit of a svara. Some type of svara. But at most, it's a safek, you should say, safek bracha slahakya. Now, there might be a different way of understanding Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. What I want to get at is not what he means by Safek Brachos Lahakel, but his next line. Va'ayim b'magen Avram, shehik shebazal tosis brachos dafyu be'ezam and aleph. That the Magen Avram asked the same question on tosis on yud be'ezam and aleph. What's he referring to? Let's remind ourselves from Sunday's shiur. On Sunday we did the tosis on yud be'ez, right? Okay. So let's take a look at Tosis on Yud Beis. Remind ourselves what happened on Yud Beis. On Daf Yud Beis of Aleph, the Gemara tells us that if you have a suffix, whether you said an appropriate bracha, what's the halacha? If you have a suffix, whether you say the appropriate bracha, Tosis says the halacha is that you have to be machmir. Asks the Magen Avraham, no. The suffix over there, the brach in Tosos, is the suffix of the Gemara was, it's not a machlokus. The machlokus in the Gemara was, what happens if you don't have the appropriate kavanah b'shem Hashem? But in Tosos, Tosos says, it comes out that if you have a suffix of who we paskin like, whether the bracha was good or not, says Tosas, we paskin l'chumra. Let's see those words of Tosas again. The Ri says that you've got to be machmir. Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Gilyon HaShas, and Rabbi Akiva Eger says, wait a second, he quotes, this is the Kasha of the Magen Avraham, quotes, why don't we say Safik Brachos La'akel? Why don't we invoke the rule of Safik Brachos La'akel? V'lo shayichacha lomar Safik Brachos La'akel. Ube Magen Avraham ikshikein. The Magen Avraham asks, we should say Safik Brachos La'akel. And who does he quote? The Maharsha. Says Rabbi Kivager, the question doesn't start. Because the Maharsha told us that the food is poison. It doesn't belong to you until you make a bracha. The bracha is a matir. The rule of Savik Brachas Lahakal applies when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah. But doesn't apply when we're talking about Birchas HaNenin. By the way, I was hoping to get with you to the Maharsha to read the Maharsha and the Agados. Over here, the Maharsha and the Agados understands the Gemara this way. L'shitasa. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger like this. I can answer the Magen Avraham's Kasha for Tosas Yud Beis. I cannot answer Tosas on Daf Mem Tes. And here we're going to have Rabbi Kiva Eger's Shita of how to understand Aser La'adam Lenos Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha. Rabbi Kiva Eger says like this, Yud Beis Amen Aleph is not difficult. Every single Talmud here should be able to tell me why Yud Beis is not difficult. If you can't, then that means you didn't do a good Chazara. Why is Yud Beis not difficult, Rabbi Osai? What?
You're not allowed to eat the food.
You're not allowed to eat the food. It's Macholas Asuros. Therefore, the rule of Savik Brachos La'akel was never evoked. Savik Brachos La'akel was said when you've got the mitzvah and you want to add a bracha. So then, if you have a suffix, whether you said it, you could do it fine. Then we could be makel. But it doesn't make sense. If the food is going to be asur to you, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it doesn't make sense that the rule suffix brachas lakel was ever said in regards to Birchas HaNen. However, asks Rabbi Kiva Eger, I don't understand. Hostess on the test on the base. The Ri over there, that I don't understand. The Ri over there is talking about Bracha Achrona, asks Rabbi Kiva Eger. So if we're talking about Bracha Achrona, so then there's no reason to evoke the rule of being machmir by brachos. When are we machmir by brachos? We're machmir by brachos when we're talking about Bracha Rishona, where the bracha is a matir. Over here, what are we talking about? Over here, what we're talking about is a bracha Achrona, if we're talking about Bracha Achrona, so then in such a case, the rule should be that you go Lahakel. You should go Lahakel. If it was benching, which is Daraisa, then you'll be Machmir. Okay, that's a separate halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Then in benching, you have to be Machmir, because that's a Daraisa, but we're not talking about a Daraisa. So then in such a case, the halacha should be Savik Brachas Lahakel. So you know who's the clearest Shita for us right now? Of Asal Adam Lenos Bolam Azeb Lo Bracha? Rabbi Kiva Eger has a very, very clear sheet. Rabbi Kiva Eger says the Gemara on Lamed Ayin and Aleph is only talking about Bracha Lefaneah. And when it comes to there, Rabbi Kiva Eger, based on the Maharsha, says you take it literally that the Bracha is, as Rav Soloveitchik said it, is a matir. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Bracha is a matir. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger says when we're talking about a Bracha L'achareha, that's not a matir. And if it's not a matir, so then we should evoke the general rule of Safek Brachos L'Hakel. Hence, he doesn't understand the Shita of the Ri. The Ri who says that you should be Machmir, that doesn't make any sense. Now, Rabbi Osai, Who, the Ri? Rabbi Osai answer, Shana Bet guy answer, Shana Gimel guy. Could anybody show where the Ri holds to be machmir even on a bracha achrona? Where do you see it? The Ri, both on Memtes Netanel and on Lamtes. Good. I don't mean to. I just sake of fun. the Riyan Mantes and Alan Mantes, what do you see from both of them? That those are talking about a bracha lachareha, not only a bracha rishona. And so Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I understand the Ri only halfway. I don't understand the Ri all the way. Which, by the way, Avram, is going to be the answer to the question that you had asked, Hamevin Yavin, that we're going to say that the Ri is a different Shita. In other words, the way Rabbi Kiva Eger was Masbir the Ri is actually going to be Rabbi Kiva Eger's Shita, not the Ri Shita. So here comes the controversial part. It could be that we've already answered according to the Reed. Rabbi Kiva Eger is coming with his bias. But there is a wild way of reading the sugya that none of the Talmidim like. As I saw by your reaction when I was Masbir the Reed on Lamites. Everybody was unhappy. If you're unhappy, whoopsie, you say a better pshat on your own. Until you have a better pshat, you're stuck. You're stuck with my pshat. Well, I'm willing to hear a better pshat. How could you defend the Ri from Rabbi Kiva Eger's objection? Kiva Eger says that's a bracha achrona. Sami brachos lahakil applies to this bracha achrona bar nefashos because it's not a daraisa. So what's the defense, Rabosai? How do you defend the Ri?
It's daraisa.
It's daraisa. But, you know, no one holds that bar nefashos daraisa. No one holds that. So that's an impossible approach. That would be the easiest one, but we can't say it. Yes, Yosef?
Not the bar nefashos, it's daraisa, but the chatur is about to...
But we're talking about bar nefashos.
Yeah, so maybe like bar nefashos would be like an extra getter for chatur is about to...
It's an extra getter, but it's still a derabana. So sabik brachas lahakya. So here we come to an amazing, amazing chiddush. An amazing chiddush. Jack?
Because like Tosfo says, that it's modeled after a daraita. So if it's modeled after a daraita, we're going to follow, we're going to try to follow...
We don't do that. Even derabans are modeled after daraisas. Rav Soloveitchik assumed every daraban was modeled after a daraisa. So then we don't say that. No, almost essentially remove the rule of Tzavik Derabban and Lekula. Yes? Michal, go ahead.
Because that's due to Shevach and Matthew.
Lekula, that's the road we have to take. Go ahead.
So by the Ri, he would say that it's an Isser afterwards if you don't say Shevach, and I would like to say a little further, and he might say that like, Freya, it would still be Ma'al Freya, or he would say it would still be Asim Freya.
So before we say Yorkib, that's a Hakira on the Pshat. Bechura, this proves the Pshat that no one liked. Again, I understand why no one likes it, but I challenge you to say a better Pshat. Bechura, the Reed sheet that is the Father. How do we read the Gemara when the Gemara starts off Mino Animili? Is the Gemara asking Mino Animili in regards to Bracha Lefanea? Or is it asking both Lefanea as well as Lacharel? The Ritva learned it was only talking about Lefanea. And the Ritva clearly understands that the food is Aser until you make a Bracha. Is there another way of reading Mino Animili? Absolutely. You could read Mino Animili as going both Acharei Lefanea. You could even read Mino Animili as suggesting, when the Gemara asks Mino Animili, suggesting it's the Daraisa, and the Gemara introducing Kodesh Ilulim Hashem and never entirely getting rid of Kodesh Ilulim Hashem. What do I mean, never entirely getting rid of Kodesh Ilulim Hashem? The assumption that Bracha is a Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists even in the Maskana. Like Rashi understands. The Ri, is this Ri an Enikol of Rashi as a go? This Ri connected to Rashi's Mishpacha? Yeah, isn't he? We have to check out if that's the Ri. It could very well be. The Ri is taking the Yisod of Rashi, the way we were Masbir Rashi, and taking it to the ultimate extreme. And that is Ella Svaru. You can't learn out from Kodesh Ilul Hashem. There's a Svar over here. There's a Svar. the idea, you are on the right track. Kodesh Elulim is a good idea. It's a halal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a hodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you're stuck. Ashkach on this, Ashkach on that. The Gemara has lots of kashas. After all, the Chai God, you have all the kashas. At the end of the day, the Gemara hasn't rejected its original approach of how it looks conceptually at Bracha. It looks at conceptually at Bracha as a hodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, it's a svara. And that is, how could a person derive benefit from God's world without thanking Him, both before and afterwards? Who says before only, afterwards as well? Ah, if you say it's a matir, a gon don for it. You're right, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the perspective of Hodah. The notion of looking at this ilulim exists even in the maskana. Kainim advarim. So then, svarahu sha'asa la'adam la'adam ha'adam b'lo bracha applies for bracha achrona also. Kainim advarim. It's only a pebble's throw away of saying that that applies no matter how much you ate. Whether you ate a little bit or whether you ate a lot, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aye, for bracha achrona, it's normally not that way. For when it comes to benching, it's not that way. When it comes to al michli, it's not that way. When it comes to al gefen, it's not that way. There the Torah told you, v'chalta v'savato berachta. There the Torah told you, you need sviya. This has nothing to do with sviya. This is hana. If it is hana, then it doesn't make a difference. This might be the real shitasam. How many different shitas now, Rabbosai, do we have in how you understand svaru sha'asal adam lanos b'lo mazeh b'lo bracha? Let's now do a chart together. Let's do a chart. You know what? We have, first of all, we have 7 minutes until Allah Hashem. Say that. Where can you please pass the board? Please pass the board, and if someone could get a marker. Maybe there's a marker here. The clock is ticking, Rabbi Osei. Yeah, last thing I need is a eraser, even a tissue. All we need is a tissue. And a tissue? Ah, beautiful. Now we're set. Okay. Rabbi Osei, before we take questions, let us go to, you know what? We can just turn upside down. We don't even need to. All right, no. Let's pop it up. Do you mind, Josh, holding? I'm sorry. This way, also, we don't lean. Rabosai, how many, it's fine. How many sheetas, which sheetah should we start with? This, what we're mapping out over here, it's fine. Thank you. Is Aser, I just don't want it to lean against the arm. Do you mind holding? Okay. Aser la'adam. Okay. So let's talk about... Yeah, we'll do it this way. Rajba. Ritva. And the funniest one over here, normally I don't put them in the same category, is Rabbi Kiva Eger. What we're going to discuss is that there are other Rishonim who are going to fall into this category as well. According to the Rajba, what is this idea of Asa L'Adam Lenos B'Olam Hazeh B'Lo Bracha? According to the Rajba, it's a Hoda'ah. This is the way we're... Again, this is a summary, Rabosai. This is not the Sugya. This is very, very important for me to emphasize. That I'm summarizing the Lamdus. And when you do chazara, this is not how you do chazara. You got to go through all the shitas inside. Because if you remember the lamdus, if you memorize the lamdus and you don't memorize the words, then you're going to come away not really understanding it at all. The Rajba, as well as here we're putting Rashi, that's Oda, v'shayach gam la'achareha. According to the Ritva, it's a matir, v'shayach rak Lefaneha. Rabbi Kiva Eger. Matir. V'shayich. Rak Lefaneha. What did Rabbi Kiva Eger add that no one else had really spelled out? Rabbi Kiva Eger added. V'safek. l'chumra. But otherwise, really, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is the same shita as the Rajba. Now we have the Ri. Who could the Ri fit into? The Ri says, machmirim gam lachareha. Says we're machmir even lachareha. Sarich lomar shu rak hoda. The only way you could understand it is that it's a hoda. These are the four sheets. We have 3 minutes for questions. The Ri is going to work out beautifully. The Ri is going to be l'shitaso in 1, 2, 3 places. L'shitaso. In 3 places. Yud Beis, Lamites, and Memtes. Who thought that when we were doing the Gemara on Lamed Hey, that we were cheshbening the Shita of the Ri in 3 different places in the Masechta? Yes?
That means the Ri never had the concept ever of
Sabbath Brachos Lachim. Rabosai, does the Ri have a Sabbath of Sabbath Brachos Lachim? Yes or no?
Yes.
The answer is yes, by Birkas HaMitzvahs and other things. Thank you. I think we're done, Josh. You put it in. I just didn't want it to lean against the article.
Can you read the Ri again, please?
Where I wrote, Machmirim Gam Lachareha. That's okay, it's okay. They can see it this way. Thank you. Machmirim Gam Lachareha. Vitzarech Lomar, there's a Vav here. Should be a Vav here. You don't see it? Vitzarech Lomar, Shurak Hoda. And you have to say. Right. Correct.
And the fun of his also.
The fun of his ahoda as well. According to the Ri.
Lav dafka.
The Pashus, no. The Pashus is not a matir at all. That's what it seems. By the way, Rabosai, this shear, unfortunately, I didn't add anything. I had more that I wanted to try to be mechadish with you, but all of what I said today is in Rav Nissen Kaplan Sefer. I don't think I said anything on my own. But I have to go slowly because I see that it's fine. Because the Talmidim didn't have everything clear yet for us to add more. But right now, I think that's what we're at. Okay, we'll start Halacha in 3 minutes, and I'll take questions. For those that tell me you want to ask questions, we have 3 or 4 minutes to ask questions. If I could just ask someone for a favor to get my Talisman to fill this. Yes, go ahead.
They all say that because the reason that it doesn't apply is because they need a shear is because there's a chalda. So if it's a chalda zavata, you need to be zavata, right? Those, so therefore you need a shear. But by Rav Berna Pashas, you don't have the pasuk that says that Achal Tzavata. So any other only Zion and only Berach Moshe need Achal Tzavata in order to do Berachta. But the other things you don't need Achal Tzavata. You just use that Berachta.
No, the answer is that if I don't have any other Mekayim like the Svara, right? If I have no other Mekayim, then I say that it's modeled after the Achal Tzavata Berachta. If there's a separate car called Asa Adelainos Volmazet below Bracha, if there's a separate source, then in such a case I'll pull that source out. But if that's not what I'm working with, if I'm not working with that special source, so then in such a case, then the halacha is going to be.
So why would the Ri say that it's anything? You're saying that it should always be on the father of Sadhguru.
No, I was asking the other Rishon. What was going in the Ri?
I was saying the Ri.
Yeah, you're talking in the Ri.
I'm saying the Ri. Holds that the father of the Rabbah only applies to those two, and therefore, because of it,
exactly.
You only need to be Tavata by those two, and not
exactly.
By.
Correct.
And not
oh, Rabosai, I have a bomb cash. All right, the guy's left. I have a bomb cash on this Mahalath that only struck me. I mean, I've known this Mahalath for years. All right, we'll start off Halacha Shir. We'll start off Halacha Shir.
What about? We have explained the Bilchur
Rishon. Start Halacha Shir with my bond cash.
Is that correct?
Rabbi, what about the
night that you said? It's beautiful.
Just 1 second, Aaron, and then I'll take the question.
That's fine. We'll still say Shvah, but Baruch Haber, and it's Machmir, that's all. And yeah, you Shir, that's all.
So what about the end of the
Shir?
It talks about Geffen.
We
talk about Geffen.
the Rashba says that Tzvara does not apply to the Shevaminim, and the Shevaminim are we learn off from the Chalda Zavata, right? We need to assume that the read goes according to every single type of bracha achrona. He says that we can be pukum from reish yesh lasher, that we learn all about pukum from the mala lugmo. And then,
no. So what are you adding? What did you say we didn't discuss?
It's not why it's so
important.
I lost
it. What is my
Torah? Rosh Hashanah, he said you have to repeat. We're calling it a hodon, so it's still a hodon with a certain type of matir, right? We're calling it a brachas hodon,
right.
But he says you have to repeat.
If he tells you it's a matir,
because why does he have to do a bracha Rishonah? He has to repeat if he didn't do it. But Rebbe Akiva said he understood this is what we were saying in double matir. The re holds you have to repeat it if you didn't say it correctly. If you had the machshon on your base, so it's a hodon, but yet you have to repeat it. So it's some sort of
no, it's not a matir.
So why do you have to repeat it?
Why do you have to repeat it?
He said you have to repeat it.
So what's the answer? The answer is that it's a combination.
It's a combination of the two.
Combination, but no one else holds it.
I understand, but it's not just the whole dog.
Does anyone
know
that
it's a Sheva? You say that the Brachashon is a Sheva.
You need it so bad. You need it so bad. How can you say you learn that from one Sheva?
Brachashon is a Matir, and that's why I'm Matir.
If you walk past the peak,